Three River Gathering.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Thursday morning. Global economic leaders are in Pittsburgh today as the group of the world's top 20 economic powers meet for a two-day summit. The Obama administration wants to use the occasion to push for new banking and financial regulations there in Pittsburgh. While things seem to be settling down in the world of finance these days, everyone, including the Federal Reserve, is looking to the future. Big question now, how are they going to get all of that money they pumped into the economy back out again? Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on one key program.
Since the start of this year, the Fed has been propping up the housing market by buying mortgage-backed securities. Yesterday, the Fed said it plans to spend a total of $1.25 trillion on the program. Economist Lou Crandall at Brights and ICAP says all that money has helped keep mortgage rates low.
At a time when other institutions weren't ready to commit money to the mortgage market, the Fed provided a steady, reliable flow of funding.
With the housing market showing some signs of recovery, the Fed says it will slow down the pace of those purchases and be done by the middle of next year. Joseph Bruzuelas is with MoodysEconomy.com.
The Fed's making a calculated bet that the economy has left recession and has entered recovery. It's going to slowly withdraw from financial markets.
Slowly, so that interest rates don't shoot up as soon as the Fed pulls out. But Bruzuelas predicts it will still cost more to take out a home loan. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Markets are mostly lower around the world today. Shares in Europe are off less than 0.5%. In Asia, a mixed message. The Nikkei added about 1.5% after being closed most of this week. The Hang Seng fell 2.5%. Here at home, the S&P 500 gave back about 1% yesterday. The NASDAQ fell 0.2%, and the Dow closed down about 81 points, 97.48. Citigroup may be planning to scale back its retail banking branches. The bank, which is now partially owned by the government, has struggled to find its footing. Marketplace's Tamara Keith has more.
In the battle for branch visibility, Citigroup lags far behind names like Wells Fargo and Bank of America. The two have more than 6,000 branches each. Citi has just about 1,000, and according to the Wall Street Journal, could soon drop to even fewer. The bank is reportedly planning to focus on the six major cities where it has the strongest presence: New York, Washington, Miami, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Bank executives are expected to present the details of the plan to the Citi board next month. Citi is also working on improving its customer service and attracting more deposits through online banking. The journal says going forward, Citi intends to focus its lending business on credit cards and high-end jumbo loans. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith from Marketplace.
There's a lot of promise in a new AIDS vaccine trial. In research involving thousands of volunteers in Thailand, the experimental vaccine lowered risk of infection by a third. The research was done with a combination of vaccines by France's Sanofi Pasteur and a nonprofit that includes researchers from San Francisco's VaxGen.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
It's an age group of tweets and status updates, PlayStation, and fashion consciousness. Generation Y is the oddly configured age group of 10 to 30. And a new book says that group has a lot of buying power. Kit Yarrow is author of Generation Buy, How Tweens, Teens, and 20-somethings Are Revolutionizing Retail. She joins us this morning to talk about how they spend. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
I know you're the one that usually asks all the questions, but can I give it a go today?
Yes, absolutely.
Good, because this is a good one. How many text messages do you think the average teen sends and receives every month?
Oh, I'd say maybe 150.
You would be so wrong, Steve. Ugh. It's actually 2,272.
More than 2,000 text messages a month.
Yeah, over 80 a day. So the point I'm making here is how integrated technology is in Gen Y's life. And that's actually the way to reach them. That's the way that marketers are more effectively reaching them, is going into the land where they live, which is online and through technology.
All right, Kate Yarrow, you said you were throwing questions at me. I like this game now. What else you got?
All right. Who do you think spends more money on a daily basis? This is excluding mortgages and so on. Adult Gen Yers or baby boomers?
Well, I'd have to say baby boomers.
I would have too. And guess what? The average working teen actually have more discretionary spending power than their parents do.
Why should I care about how and where these Gen Yers spend their money?
Well, Gen Y is the future. I mean, right now, they're the largest generation. By 2015, they'll have more discretionary spending power, more spending power overall than any other generation. They'd reduce their spending less than other generations during the recession. And they're moving into those years of their life where they're buying their houses, buying cars. You know, half of them are 20 now. They're 20 to 30, and half are between 10 and 20. So they're really the future. You have to care. There's no way a marketer cannot care about this generation.
Well, Dr. Kit Yarrow, the author of Gen Buy, How Tweens, Teens, and 20-somethings Are Revolutionizing Retail, we do appreciate you speaking with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Stephen. Thanks for letting me quiz you. It was fun.
You got it. And thanks for being with us this morning. Finally, Toys R Us is hoping the younger Gen Yers text and tweet about play hamsters this holiday season. The retailer's $10 interactive rodent named Zuzu did well in a test run in Arizona, where it sold out. In a time of high unemployment and less spending, the retail chain is hoping to win over budget-conscious consumers. Its new hot list of toys out today features only a handful of items priced over $100. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.